the city of Nagasaki, Japan, set somewhere in the year 1945, and the first atomic bomb has just detonated. A family is enjoying their day, seeing family and friends, but with one problem. Japan is in a war. The news is going around the world that Japan bombed the United States' Pearl Harbor in 1941, and a war has sprouted since then. His family is terrified for what's in store for them. In 1945, the U.S. asked Japan to surrender. Japan said that they would surrender under certain conditions. America, not pleased with their response, then dropped an atomic bomb, a little boy, on the city of Nagasaki, killing 80,000 people on impact. This news swept across Japan like wildfire, and was absolutely devastating. America asked again if Japan would surrender, but no immediate response was made. America then bombed the city of Hiroshima with an atomic bomb called the Fat Man, killing 40,000 more people on impact. Families all around were suffering from the initial blast or the radiation, and seemed altogether too unreal. The poor family had lost their home and valuables, and now reside with their relatives' home. This was the only time that atomic bombs were used in war situations. This is what the family knew, and this particular family feared how the world was going to be. And the question rises, should the United States be in control of such powerful weaponry? More importantly, are they going to be responsible for said power? This urged an arms race among countries to develop nuclear weapons for themselves. The news is becoming something to dread, and people are scared of what has happened around the world. Agreements and treaties among nations about keeping on positive terms with one another. Although one day in particular stood out to everyone. In 2007, North Korea had claimed to have nuclear weapons. This was a huge problem because North Korea tended to be somewhat unpredictable, and a new young leader made it more of a problem. His family had heard of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-il, passing away, meaning North Korea had to make way for the next heir. But the only suitable heir was a young man in which the world had never thought twice about, Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un has continued his father's work in furthering their country and making it prosper, although it seems he is doing an awful job. It was astonishing to hear that North Korea's people were suffering quite a lot. Approximately 90% of North Korea's citizens are suffering starvation, while Kim Jong-un continues to develop more nuclear weapons. All was going fine in the world until Kim Jong-un decided to do something a little risky. He began to develop long-range missiles to increase the range of his nuclear warheads. This is the biggest violation of the INF Treaty, which is meant to prevent said predicament. This family, still in Japan, staying with relatives and getting medical attention they need, began to fear about a nuclear war raging between the two countries. Recently, Kim Jong-un has begun to test these long-range missiles and is beginning to stand a little taller. They have even stated towards the US that they need to change their positions on the INF Treaty or there will be undesired consequences. At this rate, the family knows that nuclear war is on the verge of occurring.